South Korea's constitutional court today overturned the impeachment of President Noh Moo-hyun. President Noh was impeached by parliament in March on charges of illegal electioneering, economic mismanagement, and incompetence. But now he returns to power with a fresh mandate ending months of political uncertainty. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Seoul.
Police numbers were increased threefold around the Constitutional Court today amid fears that an upholding of the impeachment would bring supporters of Noh Moo-hyun out on the streets again. In the end, though, the police were not needed, as the president of the Constitutional Court, Yoon Young-chol, announced live on television that the impeachment had been overturned. Noh Moo-hyun violated some of the election laws, said Yoon, representing the 9-judge panel, but the violations were trivial and not enough to impeach him. Yoon also announced that Noh was cleared of the other charges against him of economic mismanagement and incompetence for failing to rein in corruption among several of his former aides. The decision seemed to bring a collective sigh of relief from the Korean public. Polls had shown that 7 out of 10 South Koreans opposed the impeachment, calling the grounds flimsy and politically motivated. Even opposition politicians such as Kim Ki-chun, who'd led the original move to impeach President Noh, seemed after the announcement to want to put the whole affair behind them. We accept the decision of the court, Kim told reporters, and we hope that President Noh will be born again politically as a new president who will abide by law and order. A political rebirth is something that even many Noh Moo-hyun supporters feel he needs, and now he has the opportunity. Many admit his style and manner of policy making during his first year in office had sometimes been inept, and he was hamstrung by a parliament dominated by a hostile opposition party. But he's learnt his lessons, says Moon Chung-in, a former advisor to Noh and professor at Yonsei University in Seoul. Moon says expect a major change of style from the reinstated president and more focus on substance.
We Korean people favor stability. We have been under the extraordinary situation from day to day. Now we can get away from this in a daily crisis, and so that both government and the National Assembly can focus on the most important policy issues, revamping economy and enhancing government reforms, and at the same time promoting national harmony.
Noh will be greatly helped in his efforts to focus on policy issues by a National Assembly now dominated by a party that supports him. It was voted in as part of a public backlash last month against the opposition-led impeachment. Analysts believe that majority will help Noh push through many of his reforms, plans to move the capital of South Korea out of Seoul, to soften a national security law that refers to North Korea as the enemy, and to make business more transparent. One of his first challenges, though, will be dealing with the evolving relationship with the United States and deciding on the planned dispatch of more than 3,000 South Korean troops to Iraq. Most observers expect the troops will go, but their departure has already been delayed. And with a public less pro-America than it used to be, a politically reborn Noh Moo-hyun will have to consider his moves carefully right from the restart. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.